With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
The darkness of death, the darkness of abortion.
Thousands braved the cold in the nation's capital on Friday for the annual March for Life.
Your hope, your faith.
Among the speakers, Father John, representing the Assembly of Canonical Bishops.
O Heavenly Father, good comforter, and Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, you knew us from our mother's womb and ordered the world for our salvation. Protect your babies, both born and unborn. Guide their parents. Reveal to us the ways which we should walk today and every day.
House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd his teenage parents chose to keep him even though he was unplanned back in 1972. Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally last night in Concord, New Hampshire.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Senator Tim Scott gave his endorsement to the former president at that same event. Retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis says Israel is already making plans to redirect its war effort toward the Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon.
What the Israelis will do is begin by softening the target sets up there. They'll go in and take out some of the shorter range surface-to-surface missiles. Those are the ones that are postured the closest to that border of northern Israel.
Meanwhile, Hezbollah continues to fire missiles and artillery fire across the border. Admiral Stavridis spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades. That simply pushed home ownership out of reach for many Americans who would be buyers. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding each year. The problem is the money comes with federal requirements that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports. This is SRN News. An iconic sports magazine is having trouble surviving.
The jobs of people who produced Sports Illustrated were in limbo after the company that paid to maintain the iconic brand's print and digital products told staff that its license was revoked. In an email to employees Friday morning, the Arena Group, which operates Sports Illustrated and related properties, said that because of the revocation, quote, we will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand, unquote. Authentic later said in a statement it intends to keep Sports Illustrated going. Keith Peters reporting.
As many as 121 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery have been discovered at a military base in Florida. MacDill Air Force Base says officials found through non-intrusive archaeological surveys over the past 2 years, some 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves. The base has hosted a memorial service and erected a memorial on site. More details at SRNnews.com.